Vavakama, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. There's a special din when it comes to karka, when it comes to land, that it can't be stolen conceptually because it's always lying around there. So even if I move into your field, it's still your field, I'm just sitting on it, so you have to get me out. So while normally a gazlan, someone who steals something from you, he is responsible for whatever happens, the thing he stole. And we've seen the din of a shoal briefly. If I borrow your lawnmower, if something happens to it, even if it was just against my control and an onus, circumstances beyond my control, and certainly if I lost it or got stolen, I'm on the hook as a shoal. So that certainly applies to a gazlan. If I steal your lawnmower and then it gets stolen from me or it gets broken by circumstances beyond my control or lost by me, I'm still on the hook to give it back to you. It doesn't matter. I can't say it wasn't my fault that it, lightning struck it. Well, if it wasn't in your backyard, lightning wouldn't have struck it. Now, would it have? So that's true when it comes to things that I can steal. So I steal your lawnmower, I'm on the hook for everything until I give it back to you. What if I steal your land? So it's still really your land and just in my possession. And what if now something beyond my control happens to it? So now the din would normally be, so I really should be potter, because it was always your land. I never took control. I never took it properly. It was always yours. I was just sitting on it. So if something bad happened to it, that's not my fault. But we'll see in the Mishnah here that it actually depends. There's a din of garmi. I mentioned this a little bit. Garmi is like grama plus. So it's, I caused you indirect damage. I indirectly caused you damage. But it's only because of me. If it wouldn't be for me, it definitely would not have happened. So then already me, the gods, is on the hook. That's the conceptual idea that's going on here. Let's see the Mishnah inside. It's straightforward. Hagozel sadeh mechavero. So I go and steal your field. A man steals a field from his friend. V'natlua masikin. And the masikin take it from him. How do they translate masikin? It's also kind of mafioso. Tax collectors? Well, that's I don't like the translation. Tyrants? That's a better translation.
Tyrants, yeah.
There you go. They took it over. Bad, nasty guys took the field. So just hear the story. The story is, I had a field, you stole it from me, and then they, the authorities, whoever they are, stole it from you. They took it over. So,
domain.
Not in the domain. They just took it over. They wanted it. They took it for themselves. So now, they took possession of it. So now the question is, do we say, oh, well, it was always your field, it's still your field. The fact that they've now set up their troops on it, why do you want it from me? Still your field, have it. You say I stole your field, you can have it back, troops and all. So it's not so simple. Immakas medinahu, if it's just a plague on the, it's a funny lesson, if it's just like a national plague, meaning that's what's going on, the tyrants or whoever they are just seizing people's properties and taking it over. So it's a national predicament, as opposed to being something connected directly with these masik and this particular guys who took it from you. So then Omer, the thief, the gazan who took the field originally and misappropriated it, can say, Pareshul Chalafanecha, what do you want? Here's your field, have it back. So in other words, I want to get the story clear. Yeah, no, I stole your field, and then the government took it from me, just because the government's nasty. So I can say, listen, you want your field back from me? Okay, there it is. I'm getting off, have a nice day. The fact that someone else is sitting on it, that's not my problem. But that all is assuming that it's the reason why it happens is because the government's busy appropriating everybody's property. However, imach masagazlan, if the only reason the government came in is because they knew that there was a new owner, let's say the new owner was a wimp. Start with that simple scenario. Don't ask the car, I'm just illustrating the point. The government have never messed with me because they know I'd be able to take care of them. But now that you've taken over my field, they're happy to take it from you because they're not afraid of you. However that would work. So, for example, so then, Chayav Lahamid Los Sada Acheres. Now, the original thief is obligated to pay restitution to give the victim a new field. Because the story is, I had a field.
Because of him that they can't,
right,
he can't
right.
Get a field.
I have a field and you might be stronger than me, but I have connections with government. Right, and the president owes me a favor, so nothing's ever going to happen to me. But as soon as you took it over, and then no one's afraid of you, so then they came, besides me, so they came and took over the field. So if it would have been in my possession, I would have never lost it. Since you moved in and I was kicked out, now they took it over. So I've lost the field directly because of you, that's Garmi, and therefore you, the thief, are obligated to give me a new field. It's your fault. The Gemara gives a different. That's true. Gemara gives a different din, which is the same principle, but a different kind of story, where the thief doesn't actually steal my field. He just hears the government's looking to take properties. The government's in the business now of they've gone imperialistic on us, and he hears what they're looking for, and he then reports, "Oh, I know a field that's owned by Padowitz, and you know he's a wimp, and he can never, you know, just what you're looking for." It's got and then they go, "Oh, great," and they come and take it over. So even though all he did was, so to speak, notify the authorities of my field, they could take it over. Since it's his fault, without him, it would never happen. Again, he is now responsible for giving me a new field, even though he did nothing at all. So in truth, in a way, the same thing, because really in both cases he did nothing at all. You can look at it as he did nothing at all, or he did everything. On the one hand, if you can't steal a field, the fact that he's standing there didn't mean it's nothing at all, it's still my field. Or him pointing in the direction to take that field, he did nothing at all. On the other hand, without him, nothing would have happened, right? Because I'd still have my field. So therefore, in such cases, he, the thief, is obligated to repay me, the victim, for a new field. Now, all that's because it's his fault. Now we do a regular onus case. So onus means, again, circumstances beyond my control, which means if the thief comes and takes from his victim the lawnmower, and then there's an earthquake and the lawnmower falls into the center of the earth, so then the victim could say, "Listen, you took my lawnmower without permission. I don't care that it was an onus beyond your control. You're on the hook for onsen. You took my lawnmower, I want it back," and he has to pay it back. So here we're going to have a similar case where it's an onus happening to the land. But here, unlike a lawnmower, land can't be taken, and therefore the goslin who sort of set up shop on my field, still my field, and therefore if an onus happens to it that wasn't because of him, like an earthquake or an overflowing river, he will not be on the hook for it. Because it was always my field, and it's an onus that happened to my field, not because of him. So, Shatafa Nahar, the river overflowed its banks and, like, you know...
washed it away.
Washed it away. Whatever it is. Flooded my field. Whatever it is. Whatever the natural disaster happened to my field while it was under your possession, Omer lo, so now the thief can say, "Okay, you know what? Hareish lecha lefanecha. Here's your field. Have a nice day." And walk away from it, because even without him, my field would have been easily destroyed. So you can say, "Here, you want it back? Have it back. Bye-bye." Fine. Yeah? So just clarifying. So if he steals my lawnmower, I'm just repeating myself now, but just to make it clear, if the thief steals my lawnmower, he's on the hook to get it back to me, and no excuses. If it's beyond his control, it doesn't matter. Aliens come down from outer space and take it, it's not my problem. I want my lawnmower back. If something happens to my land, since he doesn't ever take over control of my land, he just is squatting on it essentially, but it's always mine, so then if circumstances happen beyond his control, it wasn't directly because of him, so then he'll say, "Okay, never was my land, and it's still not, to have your land back, and have a nice day, and I'm stuck with a washed out natural disaster field." So.